Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord. I thank God for your life and for the lives of your family for joining us tonight. I believe that as you have joined us tonight, that the power of God will move mightily in your life. It will move mightily in the lives of your loved ones in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. Divine visitation, I decree and declare tonight in the precious name of Jesus. God of wonders, we visit you in Jesus' name. Amen. I welcome you to this special radio talk show, and I pray that God will move mightily in Jesus' name. Once again, this is Prophet Samuel of Rock of Faith International Ministries in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Mighty and everlasting Father God, we thank you for bringing your people together as Father God. I thank you for all that you have done in their lives. I pray that you will touch them tonight in the name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray that every concern of life, that your mighty hands will move mightily upon them tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, for you have not called the children of Jacob to seek you in vain. Father God, I pray that as your people have joined tonight, that there will be a divine encounter. There will be a divine visitation. Lives will be touched. Lives will change. Healing will come. Deliverance will come forth in the name of Jesus. And you alone will receive all the glory and all the praises in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I am trusting God for your life tonight, that God will give you uncommon testimonies in Jesus' name. You can invite your friends, invite your loved ones to join on this very powerful Sat Friday night. Is going to be an awesome day in the presence of God, and I pray that God will open your heart and he will touch you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, third on divine visitation of God last week, and I said divine visitation comes when we give everything that we have to God, when we surrender totally to the will and the power of God, then God will begin to come into our lives. He will begin to rearrange things that need to be rearranged. It will begin to bring the fruitfulness of God into your life. But what determines your conquest in the battle of life is to experience the visitation of God. We can see in the life of the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness, after God took them from that place of rejection, from that place of loneliness, from that place of suffering and bondage, God took them by his mighty hands from the land of Egypt. And he was on his way taking them to the place of more than enough, to the place of victory, to the place of blessing, to the land that is full of milk and honey. And we saw that children of Israel, after they were taken out of the land of Egypt, that they did not give their life totally to God, even though they were away from the place of their suffering, but their mind was still there. Even at the point they told Moses that, why have you taken us away from Egypt? At least in Egypt, we know that we have a place to lay our heads. We know that we have food to eat. They want to return back to their place of limitations. But God has visited them. God told Moses, said, I heard the prayers of my people, that their prayers come to me, and I'm ready to deliver them. And God visited them. But even in the midst of their visitation, they haven't surrendered totally to God. Even as many believers today, they believe in Lord Jesus Christ. They believe that he's our Savior, that he died on the cross and resurrected so that we may become the righteousness of God. But they yet still, they are still not totally giving their life to God. They are yet to surrender totally to the will of God. And God only dwells where there is holiness, where there is total surrender. So I'm praying that God will give you the clarity tonight so that you may know whom you are serving, that he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the creator of the universe, the one that have the key of David in his hand, that can open and no one can close, and close and no one can open. So to really experience the manifestation of God or the visitation of God in your life, you must totally surrender to his will. You must give everything that you have to him. Sure, before him must be of total release of yourself under his authority. You must be desperate to seek his face. You must be at a place of that self inconsequential whereby you say you have no power of your own. And when you do that, God will move mightily in your life. Sometimes we experience delay in our lives. Sometimes we experience challenges in our lives. When things is not working out the way it ought to be, then what the question you should be asking yourself is, am I in the will of God? Do I surrender completely myself to God? until you do that, you cannot see, you cannot experience the plan of God. Last week, I told us that we saw Anna, she has been going to church for years. She has been going to synagogue for years, but there was no fruitfulness. The Bible says she goes to the temple of God to offer sacrifice every year. And yes, there was no visitation. Yeah, there was lacking. Yeah, there was an embargo on his womb because she was barren. And the Bible says Perina was making ridicule of her because Perina had children and Anna was barren. God visited Hannah because Hannah understood that she had to surrender herself to God totally without any reservation. So Anna went before God and she poured out her heart to God. Just like I desire that tonight you will pour out your heart to God, you will release yourself under the authority of God so that God can come into your life, so that God can turn things around in your life. The Bible says, Anna prayed fervently, and God visited her. That very year, God visited her. And I pray that God will visit you tonight in the name of Jesus. He is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. The same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. The book of Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plan that I have for you, says the Lord. The plan to give you peace, to give you joy, to give you hope. That is the will of God. But to assess the will of God and to assess the blessings of God for your life, you must be willing to give your life, to give everything, to surrender your will to his will so that he can move mightily. The Bible says that very year, Hannah had a son called Samuel. And she made a vow before she had Samuel that she will bring Samuel back to the church so that he may serve in the house of God. And Hannah fulfilled her promise, and God multiplied Hannah. I pray that God will multiply you today in the name of Jesus. God visited Hannah. So regardless of your experience, regardless of your challenges, of the attack of the enemy in your life, God will visit you tonight in the name of Jesus. And we also look at the story of Job. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because we discussed it last week. The story of Jacob, in the book of Genesis, chapter 32, we saw that Jacob was determined to seek the face of God. He surrendered everything to God, and he made a demand at the altar of prayer, and God visited Jacob. And God changed his name from Jacob to Israel from an entity to a nation. God is changing your life tonight. God is changing your situation tonight. Jacob has been running around, but at this particular day, she was determined that he needs to be alone and seek the face of God. And the angel of God visited him, and the story of his life changed. The story of your life will change in the name of Jesus. And we also look at the story of Jabez, how he surrendered everything to God and invited God to his life. And he prayed, the Bible says, that God will take away the pain and God will take away the shame and enlarge his coast. And the Bible says, God answered Jabez's prayer. When you look at the First Chronicles chapter 4 from verse 9 to 10, you will see where Jabez prayed fervently and God changed his life. So tonight, we are going to look at seven keys to accessing God's divine visitation. Seven keys to accessing God's divine visitation. One thing you must understand as a believer is that when God visits you, everything must change. Everything in your life, every challenge must give way to you when God comes into your life. So what must we do to experience the visitation of God? What must we do? Because we must understand the word of God and the application of it. Experience the manifestation of God, or to experience the visitation of God. The first thing we must do as a believer is that we must have faith in God. When you have faith in God, you are willing to surrender yourself to Him. When you have faith in God, you are willing to give all that you have to God, because you believe that He is the giver of every good thing. So you must have faith. Your faith must be rooted in the promises and in the plan of God for your life, that you can totally surrender yourself to Him. The book of Hebrews 11 says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So when you come before God, you must totally surrender. You must totally believe in Him. You must totally have faith in Him. For the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That means even if you read the word of God and digest it, if you don't have faith, because faith is the application to access God's resources, to access God's benefits, our lives, we need faith. And Bible says, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. And we don't, when you are not pleasing to God, you cannot have access to him. You cannot attain all the blessings and the plans of God for your life. And I pray that God will increase your faith. God will increase your faith in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew 13:58, it said, and he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. The Bible is talking about Jesus Christ, that even in Samaria, he could not do many miracles or mighty miracles there because they do not believe. When you don't have faith in God, there are principles that God follows, and God will not force anything on you. So your belief is what gained you the access to God's divine provisions and God's visitation. Believing the word of God, that is the absolute, that the plan of God is the absolute for your life, and you are expecting God, and you surrender to God, and you invite God into your life so that his plan can be fully manifested. And I pray that God will increase your faith in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So number one is to have total faith in Christ Jesus. And number two is giving yourself to prayer. Giving yourself to prayer. At the altar of prayer is where we communicate God. We hear the word of God. We hear God from reading the Bible. But we speak to God through prayer. Let me repeat that. We hear God speaking to us through his word, reading his word, but we make a demand. We communicate to God through our prayers. So a prayerless Christian is a dead Christian. A prayerless Christian is a dead Christian. It's like a man that have a car, but he doesn't have a key. Praying is like a man who has a Lamborghini and threw the key in the ocean. So prayer is the master key to open heavenly blessings. Prayer is the master key to open our divine blessings. The book of Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 said, pray without ceasing. That means every believer must pray constantly, day and night, without ceasing. That means without limitations. Praying constantly, praying perpetually, seeking the face of God. But because through our prayer, that's how we seek the face of God. We know God by reading our Bible, but we see God through prayer. So if you are not praying, you are too far from God. And God only hears when you pray. Even though he knows the desire of your heart, but he wants you to pray and ask for it. The Bible says, it didn't say think. It says ask anything in my name and I will do it. He didn't say think anything in my name and I will do it. He said ask anything in my name and I will do it. And we ask through prayer. Through prayer. The book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 4, says, but we give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So we give ourselves continually to prayer with the ministry of the word, praying and reading the word of God simultaneously. So we believers to invite the presence of God to experience the manifestation of God, we pray constantly. We pray constantly, worship constantly. In that process, you begin to hear God. You begin to feel, experience the presence of God. So number two, giving ourselves to prayer so that we can make our demand at the altar of prayer. I pray that God will give you the agility to pray constantly. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And number three is sacrificial giving to the work of ministry. Sacrificial giving to the work of ministry. And that means to give your time to God, to give your substance to God, to give your service to God. By doing so, God opens doors of increase to your life. By doing so, God manifests himself in your life. And we can see in the book of Hebrews, 11:4, it says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. And that means we must offer excellent sacrifice to God in our service towards God. In working for God, either as an evangelist or serving in your church in any capacity, do it wholeheartedly as if you do it unto God. Because some people, they may think they're doing it for the pastor. They may think they are serving the pastor. People of God, you are not serving the pastor, you are serving God, and everything that you do, there is a reward for 8, there is an excellent reward when we serve God wholeheartedly. When we give our substance to God, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is the rewarder of them that seek him diligently with our time, with our substance, because it is God who has blessed us with heavenly blessings. Everything that we have belongs to God, and we must offer it back to God. And when we do that, God will return it to you in multiple folds. The Bible says it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. When we sow to the kingdom of God, it's not in vain. God will replenish it to you in multiple forms. So, number three, sacrificial giving to the ministry. And that includes your time, it includes your substance. I pray that ability to give without reservation, God will release it upon you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And number four, the knowledge of the word. The knowledge of the word of God. Satan is only looking for whom to devour. He's looking for whom to destroy. And it's by the word of God we can destroy the works of Satan. It is by the word of God that you and I can destroy the manipulation of enemies in our lives. We saw when Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew, after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, that Satan took him to the top of the mountain. First, he said to him, if you are the Son of God, you turn this bread, this stone to bread. And Jesus Christ told him that, for it is written, you shall not test the Lord your God. So it is our knowledge of the word of God that we can be able to destroy the manipulation of Satan. But if you are limited in the word of God, how will you defeat Satan? Because Satan knows Bible more than you and I. The Bible from A to Z. And for you to overcome Satan, you have to use the same word of God to counteract whatever the enemy is saying. Because Satan took Jesus Christ to the top of the temple and he said, jump, that if you jump, the angels of the Lord will be there to carry you on their hands, so that they will not allow you to dash your foot against stone. Satan was actually quoting Bible right there. And Jesus said, for it is written, you shall not test or tempt the Lord your God. So if you don't know what is written, you cannot fight the enemy. For the Bible says Satan has come to steal, to kill, and destroy. So he's looking, roaming around to see whom he may devour. And it is the word of God that gives you the conquest against the works of enemies. So number four, the knowledge of the Word of God. The book of Joshua, chapter 1:8, says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." It says, "That thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosper." So that this book of law shall not depart. The word of God should never leave your mouth. You should memorize it. You should read it. That you will meditate in it day and night and follow everything that is written in it. And the Bible says, when we do this, for then thou shalt make thy way prosper. So in reading the word of God, we make our way prosperous. That means the word of God brings forth prosperity. The word of God brings forth prosperity. And prosperity is not limited to financial resources. It includes good health. It includes rest, peace of God, the blessings of God. It's marital settlement. It is everything pertaining to righteousness. So acknowledging, developing the knowledge of God. And the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2:15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God." When we know the word of God, we can apply it accordingly. We can apply it accordingly. So constant reading and studying the word of God gives us the audacity to challenge enemies when they come against you. And I pray that God will increase your knowledge in the name of Jesus. God will increase your knowledge in the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the next one, number five, commitment to serve. You must be committed to serve. You must be committed to serve in any of your local church. You must be committed to serve God, giving your time, giving your life to God, and serving God is again. Serving God is again, is not a burden. Serving God is again. And the book of Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good work." So we are his workmanship. We are the work of God. We are the work of the hands of God. And we are created for good works. So not serving God doesn't bring productivity into our lives. When we serve God, there is a gain in serving God. And the next one is offering of thanksgiving. Remember to thank God, giving thanks to him for everything that he has given you, appreciating him at all times. In good time, appreciate him. In bad time, appreciate him. And when you do that, you will begin to experience the move of God. And we can see that in the life of David. Whenever things goes wrong in his life, he pick up his instrument and begin to sing and dance in the presence of God, and God answer his prayer. And the next one is selfless love. Loving your neighbor, loving those that are connected to you, loving God, loving your enemy, and praying for them. The book of John 15 says, if you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love. So we must at all times show the love of God. Praise the Lord. I pray that the love of God will increase in your life in the precious name of Jesus. The love of God will increase in your life in the name of Jesus. And I pray that God will increase you mightily, so that you can experience everything that God has in plan for you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I just want you to pray this prayer with me. It may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late for you. So I encourage you to give your life to Christ, because to really experience God's divine visitation, healing, and miracle, you must give your life to him so that you can experience his plan for your life. So if you want to do that right now, you can say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are my Lord and Savior, that you died for me on the cross of Calvary, and on the third day you resurrected. I thank you for your blood that was shed. Father, forgive me of my sins. Make me your righteousness, and I will live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, I pray that God will visit you. God will touch your life in the name of Jesus. And I want you to find a Bible-believing church in wherever you are and begin to serve and begin to read the Word of God. As you do that, God will begin to move in your life in Jesus' name. If you are, I want you to lay your hands wherever you are experiencing. If you are sick anywhere, I want you to lay your hands. Father, touch everyone that are here on this line. I pray for healing in the name of Jesus. From their heads to the sole of their feet, I decree healing of God upon them. I speak against every sickness, diabetic, sugar, blood pressure, back pain, cancer. I speak against them. Come out of them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch them and heal them. Set them free. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. I thank you for joining. God bless you all. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And I will see you next week, Friday, in the name of Jesus. Invite your friends and neighbors to join. As they come, God will touch them individually and collectively in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you all. God bless you and make his face to shine upon you all. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.